Concarnation and everybody that's out there. I think I kind of look orange in this light. I don't know. It's kind of weird. So something new we're starting. This is going to be on Instagram, Facebook, and then on the podcast. This week it'll be Tip Thursday. Maybe it'll go to Tip Tuesday. I don't know. So if you're listening to it on the podcast, you can tune in and see this pretty face through Instagram TV or on Facebook. So we're going to keep these short. And they're going to be fun little tips to help you with your training, racing, recovery, all the above. So today, I just got done running. It's soaking wet. And the topic for me today was easy means easy. So I think so many people struggle with this. I've struggled with it. I have so many athletes that struggle with it. And when we're talking about easy, what we're meaning is that like tonight's run, your heart rate, if you go by heart rate, if you go by perceived effort, if you go by power on the bike, whatever that is, easy needs to be like your warm-up pace, maybe a little bit more than that, but not much. So tonight's run, I didn't take earphones, I didn't take my Garmin, I didn't take anything. I knew the route, it would be 5 miles, and only thing that I paid attention to was my breathing. I wanted to, at any time, be able to shut my mouth and breathe out of my nose and still be at the right pace. So that's how I judged tonight's run. So if I ever got to where I was breathing a little bit hard or I felt like it was labored or anything like that, I totally backed down. I didn't care about the pace. I didn't care about what this is gonna look like in my training log for average or blah, blah, blah. The importance of today was to build a different system and it required easy. So make sure whenever you're running, a good test of it is that you are only, that you can breathe out of your nose completely. And so just shut your mouth, see how far you can go like that. At the end of my run, the second I stopped, I shut my mouth, made sure I breathed out of my nose completely and didn't have to, take deep breaths or walk around to recover to just get the heart rate down. It came down really quick because it was never really elevated. So this sets me up for really good intervals tomorrow on the bike. This sets me up for really good intervals in the pool tomorrow. And it helped build a system of just that base endurance that we're after. So if you're on the bike and you're going by power, then you need to make sure that you have a certain number that you can never go above. If it goes uphill, you better be in the easiest gear possible. Tonight, my intervals, per mile probably changed by 45 seconds to a minute between each mile because either I was running uphill or I was running downhill, but the effort was still the exact same. It didn't matter what the pace was. So that's what we're after this week. Make sure you give it a try. When it says easy, make sure it's easy because what that does, that sets you up for your hard days that you can make your hard days hard. You don't want to always be training in that 85-95% area of your effort because that's where you're always going to be. So you're never going to be able to go hard enough on your hard days and you're never really recovering and getting that endurance base that you're after on those easy days. So this is the first edition. If you like it, then cool. Comment, send me messages. Let me know that you like it and we'll keep doing these. If you didn't, then I guess we'll quit doing them. I don't know. We'll see if I get bored with it. I don't know. But thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching. Please give me some feedback. If there's topics you want to hear about, we can do that. And I have a really cool podcast I'm going to do next week. It's going to be yours truly only. I'm going to recount Breck Epic and go over that. But what's going to be good about it and why you're going to want to tune in is because I'm going to give you tips and stuff of how I trained, what I did for the altitude, what I did for the long, for the stage race, all that good stuff, and how it can help you in your training, no matter if it's for a sprint triathlon, if it's for an endurance cycling event, if it's for a 5K, whatever it is, there's going to be some tips in there that you can take and put into your training to make your days a little bit better. So thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.